they have promised like this. Oh, we will tell Asi Bhakti Vedanta only Prabhupada. No hurt, they can tell. But they should not fresh on anyone other that he should also tell them Prabhupada. He can tell his Gurudev Prabhupada. He can, oh, he was my friend. He was my Siksha Guru. He was my, oh, so many relations we have. We are also God brother because he took sannyas from Sam. I was senior in sannyas to him. 5 years before I took. But he is my Siksha Guru. I always treat him like my Siksha Guru, not less than Diksha Guru. So no harm. Yashoda should not tell Krishna, oh Supreme Lord. She cannot tell. Or Siddham Madhumangal, they cannot tell Krishna, and will do Dandavat. And they will make hear any, and Kanaiya, Kanaiya only they will tell. Oh, naughty Krishna, they may tell. So no harm. So we should try to take the name of our Gurudev. Om Vishnupad, Sri Sri Vishmad, Bhakti Vedan, Narayan Maharaj. All can take their Guru name in same, or very politely, here humble. Otherwise, oh Prabhupada, oh he is your son or servant, Prabhupada your, who is he? So don't tell him only Prabhupada. Don't tell him Asi Bhakti Vedanta. Oh Narayan Maharaj, my Gurudev is Narayan Maharaj. Don't tell. Understand? This is first thing, to know all this. Oh, you should learn the etiquette and also some theory. Otherwise, you will be Mayabadi. So you should know all these things. And then, reading books, also in the absence, and see that this is high class of association. If you are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I am associated, waiting with whom? Oh, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, oh, Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Raya Ramananda. In this way you should read and follow all these things. Then there will be no fear of falling down. You know, one thing I remember, make you remember, that if a man at the time of death, what he is remembering, he will have to go in this spaces of life. Understand what I told? Yes. What?
Whatever anyone remembers at the time of death, he will have to attain that particular status in his next life, whether he thinks about animal or trees or fishes or...
If anyone is thinking about snakes in his last time, he will be a snake. Bharat Maharaj, no? At the time of death, what he was thinking?
About deer.
Why?
So much attachment.
Why? Attachment was also with his wife and children. But why he was not thinking about that? Because in the age of 50,000 years, he left his wife, children, kingdom and everything, and he was detached. And he was attached to Krishna name. And he was being attached to Krishna, he was chanting, remembering Krishna. But one day it happened that in front of his bhajan kuti cottage, a very beautiful forest there was, and a deer was grazing, and at once a tiger came, ferocious, and he was roaring, and at once he wants to attack, and at once that deer jumped a river nearby. But in the middle of river, when she was passing, his om fell down. And a baby deer came and he was drowning in the
river,
sometimes coming up and down. And that deer went other side and left his life. Oh, looking towards that Bharat Maharaj, oh, this is my dear baby. It depends on you. Oh, go and look after my child. Otherwise, he will die. At once, he left his chanting, remembering, and went and saved this deer. And he was so attached, he brought it in his cottage. And at once, he managed to give her that baby or some milk and other things. And very soon it began to grow more. And he was so much attached that he thought that he is my child. He used to take him his lap. And when he was here and there, he was thinking, where is my dear dear? Like mother. And gradually he was so much attached and he was detached to Krishna name and everything. More and more, daily, when he was not taking that deer in lap, then deer coming from behind, and he used to do what? And then he used to take it. Oh, very, I am so fortunate. This earth is so fortunate. Now this land is so pure by the feet of, touching the feet of this deer. And in the meantime, one day his death came. And this deer, in the same day, saw that so many deers are coming. In their group, he ran away. He left her and he went with, running with their society. And he was thinking, where is my dear son? Where is my dear? Where is my dear? And in the meantime, death came. And he died, thinking about dear. And what became? Next time he became. So you should see that if you are attached to anything, if you are attached to wealth, you will be a snake. And you will sit on that wealth. If you are attached to any lady, you will be lady. If you are attached to any animal, you will be animal. And if you are attached to Krishna, his name, thinking his shape, then what will be? Oh, you will be a devotee in Golok Vrindavan. So why not always thinking about Krishna? If death comes, no harm. And at the time of death, beautiful Krishna is playing on sweet and Srimati Radhika is in his left. Oh, so beautiful. And thinking, you should give up your body and you will be in Golok Vrindavan, a very beautiful gopi. Understand this theory? Very easily. Where you will give your energy, understand? Your attachment will go there. Surely, Vrindavan Das Prabhu, he will take anyone's attention. So, try to chant and remember, and always thinking about Radha and Krishna, especially the associates of Krishna. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, and all Gurudev. Why? If you are attached to all these things, at the time of that, you will remember. Ajamil Bal attached so much to his son. And son name was Narayan. So at the time of death, easily he remembered his son. And by remembering his son, Narayan, Narayan at once came. So this is philosophy there. So always remember Krishna. Always remember Krishna associates. And by this, very easily, in the next birth you will be high class of devotee. Even it may be that you will go to Vrindavan, and by the omb of Gopi, you may be any. So always try to do this. Very easily you can do. Oh, you can live in this world, and you can do your duties faithfully, but attachment towards Krishna. Only kartabya. Kartabya kya?
Duty.
Your duty. Responsibility you should do. But your most responsibility is what? Develop your love and affection to Krishna and associates. How it can be? What? Yesterday we gave a class about Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave in the hands of Sarup Damodar. After that, what became? Something? Achha, toh tum bolo. Thank you. Okay? Oh, you should remember always Radha and Krishna. I am telling you. Try to obey. You will not understand all these things in this age, but gradually you can. When you will be matured, then you can really understand. Kya ajamil ka?
Ajamil bhi to putr ki chinta kar raha tha, bhagwan naam lete
hue. But ajamil, you know, the same question. Ajamil, he was thinking about his son. But Narayan name is of Krishna. So Narayan, Krishna took it. Oh, he is calling me. And he came. But if it was other name, like what name? Any?
Joe,
anything. Then he will not come. But if your name is Krishna, Gopal, Narayan, Ram, oh, he will come and save you. Very easy. Any question you can ask?
Ajmil was doing all so much nonsense.
Yes.
He said just one name and Narayan
came. Any one name can destroy all these things. All things. All ignorance, all sins, all everything he can destroy. He has so much power.
But then when they think, oh, I can do so much nonsense.
Then it will be offense. Then Krishna will not do anything. But unknowingly you are doing. Oh, he will destroy everything. Someone thinks that what sins and bad things we are doing, Gurudev takes it. Understand what? I have heard that some are telling. All the bad karmas or good karmas, Gurudev will take. Of all
dashes.
Or the time of initiation. So what bad things we are doing? Oh, Gurudev will suffer. But this is not theory. It is wrong. What Gurudev will tell? Will do. If you are surrendered, all your bad karms, all actions, all fruits, bad fruits, he will quickly burn like fire. He will not have to suffer. A Gurudev never suffers. He is so powerful, by his glance, one glance, all kinds of sins, bad activities and bad fruits, all are burnt. Understand? He is so powerful. But he should be Guru, qualified, bona fide Guru. Otherwise, he will take his karma and everything, and he will be blind, he will have so many diseases, and he will have to test the sufferers, and he will be ruined if he is not Guru. Prabhu is Krishna. Pad means lotus feet. The lotus feet of Krishna is Vishnupad or Prabhupad. Krishna is Prabhu. Baldev is Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prabhu. And his lotus feet is Gurudev. Because Gurudev gives his lotus feet, the bhakti of Krishna. Understand? Any doubt? Anything? Achha. Then you can hear what happened after Raghunath Das' hand was given in the hand of his Gurudev, Shiksha Guru. Sarupdham. What became after that? Very they told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for his father has sent us Brahmins and servants and so much wealth. So we want to cook for him, for Raghunath Das Goswami. And he should take. So please tell him,
allow him.
Mahaprabhu told, yes, you can take. Then they began to cook for Raghunath Das Goswami. And he used to offer and to Mahaprabhu invite, and then he giving him, and then he used to take something. Then, so in from any bad person, oh, your mind cannot remember Krishna. If there is a prostitute, and she is very wealthy, and she is giving something to you, and you are taking, what will happen? Oh, your mind cannot
remember
Krishna. So you should be careful, always very careful. Anything from any bad person, don't be weak. From anywhere, Swamiji will help you, I will help you. From anywhere I am, whether I am in India or anywhere. So always be very strong. Having tolerance, giving respect to another Vaishnava. Don't seek any praise from others. Try to give honor according to their ability to all. And thus you should develop. My heartly blessings to you. If any my harsh words, oh, please excuse for this. Even anyone criticizes, no harm. It is like webs. You see that these sufferers are parts of the berries. So if any problem comes, we should try to tolerate it. And always chanting, remembering Krishna. Gaur Premanande. And not everything. So
He make you greedy.
Greedy. And I came.
Actually, what really happened was, I was so fallen and desperate.
Nitya Leela Pravishtong Vishnu Pad. Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishtong Vishnu Pad Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I am very happy to come here. Oh, you know that Shyam Rani told that Sadhu Sangha is Sadhu Samani. Association, high class, is more needed. We know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He has invested His name, His all kinds of appliances, power, mercy, everything in name. But if there is no high class of association, it is nothing. It may give you some wealth, reputation, or mukti it can give. Not anything else. But if the name is we chant in the association of higher class of Vaishnava, then it may give up to Golok Vrindavan, Gopi Prem, Krishna Prem. Otherwise not. So, I think that from over whole world, from Australia, England, America, or so many places, devotees are here assembled. Here so much Harikatha will go on. Now, it is the duty of the devotees of this Maui island. They should manage all these things that there should be no problem for any devotees from anywhere. And also hear Harikatha here. Nothing else. Only Harikatha. Harikatha is so powerful that even Krishna, by this hearing Harikatha, he comes on your heart and he will inspire and he will make pure our heart and he will manage everything. So we will try to give so much Harikatha here, morning also, day times also. We have so many qualified devotees like Shyam Rani, like Madhav Maharaj, Pundarik, Aranya Maharaj, and so many. I like the song of the two.
Sarvam Prabhu, Kedar Prabhu.
Said burnt.
Sarvam and Kedar.
But they are burnt poets. Born poets. I want to hear their own made poetry and songs. Oh, we are very lucky to have the association of Pushpadant Prabhu. He is very senior Vaishnav and he is a good singer. Hari Kirtan. You will see that how beautiful, tasteful Kirtan he is producing. And Chiranjeev Prabhu, he is senior. Of senior devotees of Swamiji. Very senior. Or Shyam Rani, senior most. Perhaps she is the most senior among here all. She is very qualified. She will give you so many good teachings and Harikatha. So we are lucky here to hear Harikatha. From evening, our classes will begin. In morning, I think Shyam Rani, Aranya Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Pundarik Prabhu, and so many, they will give classes, myself also. So, everywhere I went, in Malaysia,
Australia,
in Sydney, and after that we came to Honolulu. Very good preaching, excellent. I could not think that how it became. All who attended our classes there, all charmed and they took initiation. Very good. Oh, initiation and sannyas is the same thing.
Sannyas means detachment from material desire.
So we want. So from evening we will begin. I am happy that so many devotees are assembled. Oh. Gaur Pramanande. Oh, one Kirtan you should.
Kedar and Sarvabhauma.
Yes.
But they have not bring their guitar.
Did you bring your guitar, Kedar Prabhu? No.
In evening.
Sarvabhauma. Sarva, your guitar is here?
Oh, they can bring in evening. No.
said, come with me, my daughter's handsome. Your spiritual journey has begun. And the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like a shining bright star, you sent one. One from the land called Vrindavan, one who we can look to sing Krishna's song. Jaya Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya 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 Guru Deva, Jaya Jaya Guru Deva. We thought we were being put to the test, and you sent us the very best. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, one who loves us right from the start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said, come with me, my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours.
Thank you. गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय नमः नमः. Not in the center. center. Very good. So many devotees are not still here. All the devotees, so note down some principles of devotion. That soul is eternal servant of Krishna, part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Always. By constitutional form, has a beautiful saying. And serving in Golok Vrindavan, Vaikuntha and everywhere. But some souls, those who are here, in birth and death, also some improved in devotion, there are so many kinds. So all these are, by constitution they are eternal servant, shape, qualities, sweetness, the relation with Krishna, or are transcendental there, but in latent position. They have never served Krishna, never. But in their constitution, like a seed, seed never grown into tree, but seed has the potency to make a tree, fruits, everything there. So in constitution, in latent form, everything is there. Like a seed, when it will be given in earth and waterized, sprouts will come, leaves will come, gradually it will develop and fruits may come. And after so many branches here, then so many leaves and flowers, and after that fruit. And after some time it will dry, and very sweet fragrance and very sweet rush will come, juice will come. So everything in seed. So our constitutional position is that we are eternal servant of Krishna, but we have never served in Golok Vrindavan. We have not come from Golok Vrindavan. We have come from a marginal line that is called Tatastha Shakti. He never served, but by coming from the light of Karnabdishai, when he comes, there he receives intelligence to see here and there. Before that he was like nothing was there. But when he came and touched by Karnabdishai Vishnu, that he can see here and he can see there. Up till now it was wholly covered, but now same thing like life came, but not full illuminated. And that is why he goes towards Vaikuntha, or he comes to this world. And if he has a very bona fide association of high class Vaishnava, then some sprouts comes, some branches comes, leaves comes, then it may be flowers will come, and at last fruit will come. What are flowers? A sprout is like Shraddha. What Shraddha? I may die, anyone cut in me in so many pieces. But I cannot chant. I cannot give up chanting. Oh, I must chant. What problems coming, they should come. But I will follow line of bhakti. I will not give up. I have no test even, but by mind I have determined fully that I will chant, remember and attend high class of association. If my father, my Gurudev or anyone warning that you should not go, even I will give up them all. And I will go to high class of association where he is going on. And I will develop my Krishna consciousness. Any power, any guru, anyone cannot disturb me. If Gurudev disturbing, like Sukracharya and Bali Maharaj gave up that guru. Father, Prahlad Maharaj, mother, Bharat Maharaj, wives, husbands, gopis, brother, Vibhishan, Bharat Maharaj also, so we should be very definite, strong in this way. Any rock, any sea, anyone cannot check. Oh, this is Shraddha. If this Shraddha is there, this is called transcendental Shraddha. To serve, the tendency to desire to serve Krishna, this is Shraddha. So if we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Cheto Darpana Marjana, Bhaumaha Dhavak Nidhirubhavana, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarana, Vidya Vadu Jeevanam, Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Pratipadam, Purunamrita Swadhanam, Sarvatma Snapanam, Param Vijayate. Who remember this slok? Keep up your hand. Those who remember this slok fully, they should. Those who have no remember, but they have read this Sikh Shastak full. How many? Though they have not read and not, but who have heard the name of Sikh Shastak? You know that who told to whom? Who has done this Sikh Shastak? And where, who were relishing this? Raramananda with Mahaprabhu. And hearing this, Mahaprabhu used to become senseless. So many high classes of high class of Sudipta, Pradipta, all used to be seen in his body. So these eight limbs, seven limbs of the fruit of this slok has been told the name, glorifying name. We are chanting, remembering, but still so many devotees have so much lust, so much desiring to sense gratification. They want so much wealth. Why? They are chanting, hearing also, going in association. But why these things? Sun is rising, but darkness is there. What is the meaning? Oh, he is blind. Understand? Sun is there, very glittering, shining, But, oh, so much darkness. What it means? That he is blind, totally blind. He has never seen sun. But he is in sun. But fortunately, unfortunately, he is blind. So he is not. So anyone chanting, remember, how light and darkness be in one place? Never. It means that something is wrong. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita has been told, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam. The mirror of heart becomes clear. What it means? The mirror is well and good working, but we see and no shadow, nothing. Why? No reflection. Why no reflection? Dirty. What is that dirtiness? So many anarths. Ignorance, anartha, aparad, offenses. So there is something. But chanting and chanting, cheto marjanam bhavati. Cheto darpan marjan means, our mirror of heart becomes so clear that in that we can see our face. If mirror is not clear, we cannot see. But we can see who am I. How I am serving Krishna. And also, we can see in that mirror, oh Krishna also. Everything we can see in mirror. But now, we are taught. Oh, there is some process. What that process? Brahma thought, how a soul can be again clear and how he can be happy forever. So he saw in his trance 3 times and he determined only by the service of Krishna anyone can be happy. We cannot happy by girlfriend and boyfriend, by wealth, by so much knowledge, by all these things in this world. Never and never and never. Only by the service of Krishna we can be happy forever. But it is not so easy. Krishna is transcendental and we are sinking in ignorance, in this worldly desires and so many things. Ata Krishna Madi na bhavit grajyam indriya sevan mukho hi jivadau swayam eva. When we will have a very strong will that I must serve Krishna, then you will offer yourself like Saranagati and all things. And you will pray for this, then Krishna mercy can come. But in what process? He is telling. When chitta darpan will be clear, first you will have to be associated. To be associated, you should associate. Pray for high class of associates. And then knowing that without the help of Guru, bona fide Guru, we cannot go further an inch, but one hair. We cannot go. So, we will have to decide that who is bona fide Guru. Then we'll ask our Shaman Guru. Shaman Guru means? Yes. He should also be bona fide. And then, oh, where to take my Harinam? From whom? Then he will tell the symptoms of a bona fide guru, who can remove your all doubts. He has some realization of bhakti, of Krishna. And he knows all the shastra, totally detached from worldly desires, not hankering for wealth, reputation, or lady, or any one, or position, or to control, nothing. He chanting, remembering always, and he has realized something. And then he will take all the symptoms and he will apply to person to whom he wants to have a Shraddha. Oh, he will say, oh, he is very good person. He can remove my doubts. So many senior Vaishnav are hearing from him. He is realized so. Sometimes we will ask so many questions to him, and if he cannot solve, if he is himself in confusion, oh, do pranam. But I will have to search more, and I will have to pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, be merciful to me. I want to see Krishna, lotus feet. And then Krishna will manage, and then we can surrender all self. We will tell to Gurudev, Gurudev, from today, I have given my heart, my all senses, my body, soul, everything. I must obey you. I will cheat you. I must obey. What we will tell, we will do. E deha samarpilam tumare Ishwar. Mahaprabhu is telling to Ishwar Puripad. What he told? Remember? He told that I went to Gaya to give some lesson to my for my father and forefather. But here I see Ishwar Puripad and his high class of devotee. All these symptoms I have heard from bona fide Vaishnavas, and in Shastra I have read. Oh, I see that everything is in him. So at once he took shelter of that field and told, oh, ei dehami samarpilam tumare Krishna. And you, now, you should keep me out of our Sindhu. Yes. I am not, no more of mine. I am yours and yours and yours. And then Ishwar Puripad, what he did? At once, Harinam and Gopala Mantra. And he became, when he heard Mahaprabhu at once, in a first glance, and he became senseless, fell flat. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. So these are the processes. So, Chaitanya Charitamrit, in Chaitanya Charitam, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in this slok how we can give up all these things, and when this name Hare Krishna will manifest himself. These are the process. So, accept your Gurudev first, and then hear him. Try to follow him totally. Then he will mercifully give any relation, diksha. Diksha means Dibyam Jnanam Dadyati Kuryata Vapasas. Two things. Dibyam Jnanam Dadyati. What meaning?
Spiritual master, he imparts Dibya Jnana, transcendental knowledge, unto the heart of the disciple.
What is that transcendental knowledge, Prabhu? You? What is that transcendental knowledge? What is that? What is Samanda Gyan? I am eternal servant of Krishna. Not only, this is okay, but something more. But what is my constitutional form? What tendency, what mood is there that by that I can serve him? Among five, this ratis, one of them must be. So Guru will inspire him that you are of one of these things and you have eternal this relation to Krishna. And he will give Gopi Jana Vallabhaya and all months. He will tell who is the deity of all months. From a deity. And what relation is there? And we will offer ourselves fully prapatti, saranagati, and then atmanivedan, some difference. Atmanivedan fully. And then with this sambandha gyan, and give up all the kshā, all pop, sins, ignorance, anarths, unwanting desire. And then he will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Thinking that this name is non-difference from Krishna, very powerful, having so much strong faith like Haridas Thakur, even beaten in 20 markets, and he never, like Prahlad Maharaj, poison was given. He was given in fire. He was thrown in sea, from mountains. Oh, poison was given. Serpents were elephants and serpents. But he never. So in this way, surrendering to Krishna and to Gurudev, and being in association of high class Vaishnava, hearing pastimes of Krishna. If he is chanting, then first it must be Cheto Marjana, otherwise not. That is why our Cheto Darpan Marjanam is not going on. That is the thing. No high class of association, very weak. We cannot give up the attachment of wealth, reputation, power, and other things. Even on earth we cannot give up. If a wealthy man comes and a devotee man comes, then we honor wealthy person. No importance of any devotee. If any disciple is giving oh so much money, then we, oh Gurudev, honors. And you are my dearest, my dearest. And by doing so, oh, at once you will go to Golok. No stoppage. I am giving you passport and visa of Golok Vrindavan. Yes. But all bluffing. Oh, Gurudev never tells lies. So you should try to come in proper process. These are process. I told it very clearly. I think all have understand. Who has not understand? Who has? Raise your hand. Who has not? Oh. Understand, but no realization. Huh? Okay? No realization. When you will follow this? Oh, certainly this will come. A guru or pure devotee wants to give this relation and wants to burn all your ignorance, sense gratifications, and anarthan. Guru never takes it. He takes but at once by his influence, power, everything is burnt. Someone tells that, oh, Gurudev takes our all ignorance and sins, offenses, and he tests, realizes it. Oh, this is wrong thing. Very wrong thing. Don't believe in this. By their glance, by their remembering of devotees, Jesang Sansmaranat Punsa Satyas Tesham Kim Punar Darshanam Pad Sauchanadibhi. Oh, if you will remember Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, Sridham, Sugar, Gopis, or even Hanuman, even Prahlad, Ramanuj, Madhva and all others, or sin will go away at once. It will be burned forever. And if we are hearing katha from them, our heart must be changed. Certainly it will be changed. Even there are so many karmis, gyanis, yogis in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, when he was hearing Harikatha from Sukhdev Goswami, they heard for 7 days, and after 7 days, no karmi there, no yogi there. All became what? All pure devotees. So I want, expect something from you. I have come from so far away, only to beg this, only to give this, and I want that you should be like the persons, karmi, yogi, jnani, to give up all these things and to follow my instructions. Not my instruction, it is the instruction of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu. Even Brahma. So you must follow and try to hear all these things in this process. And very quickly, all attachment should go away. Not a single attachment. Whether he is grihastha or tyagi. You know, Bharat Maharaj was family man. Pandavas were well also. Gopis were also family. What kind of family men they were? If his wife was very favorable to Krishna and serving, then husband used to love his wife. They used to do to pranam all the gopis. They used to do pranam and decorate their wives for Krishna. So a grihastha like this, like Pandava. His lust and everything, ignorance, everything will go away. Whatever way they do for Guru Gauranga, not for themselves. Very soon you should be ready. You may be in Grihastha. You should be there, no harm. But whatever you do for Krishna. If husband is favorable for Krishna, oh, he is husband, okay. And not then, oh, at once reject. So everything should depend on the relation of Krishna. Gaur Pramanande. Now class will be what?
It was quite clear earlier in the class, you said that when the jiva is coming from the graves of Mahavishnu, at one point he sees Maya.
Why he could not saw before? He was not at that time related to the friends of Karnabdishai. Now he has something like a sprout is coming one by the glance of, and now he is somewhat have some wish now. At before, no wish. Yes. Yes. No, no. He will see how I will be happy. And if he saw glance in Maya, oh, then he will see, oh, I will be happy by all these things. And he will... Attraction of Maya. And when he will first glance see there, yes. And that is why Karnabdishai is not guilty that he took him to this world and to that world. First you should see like that, understand. But after will you know the exact... Yes. Yes, yes. That is why. That is why it has been told, Sei Bhuli, Krishna Bhuli, Sei Jeev, Anadi. Anadi. Anadi means?
Then what determines which way we will look? If
you
look towards Maya, or look towards
Vaikuntha. Now, Karnadisa have given a very good jewel. Independence. And if you are misused and seeing here, then you must be guilty. And you will have to. Otherwise, you will go there. What?
For the principle of eternity. Because if it happened once, it's not eternal, it happened once.
What? I could not understand.
He says that eternally means there is no beginning, no end. And in this example, we're discussing that there was a moment in time when it's all
there. Anadi, it has been not told eternal. Anadi. Oh, Jivajar, their constitution is eternal. For this you will have to pay something to your Gurudev and high class of devotees. I will tell you, this mango is very tasteful. But how tasteful? Oh, I will have to give you that thing. And for this you will have to pay something. Gaur Prema.
How much you have to pay?
Very valuable thing. I want your heart. Now your class. Rupa Goswami, that Upadeshamit is going on, or Manasik Karpati is going on now in class? But tomorrow what has been happening? I want that Raya Ramananda I am giving. Don't touch. In class I will tell you what you should do, But now you should begin Upadeshamritam, Manashikha, or Sikshastak, or any another thing. By feet, they can know, oh, what should we do? What is that process? You can also tell them how to worship. If we give bhog to Krishna, then it will not do that, oh, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya. Okay? Oh, this is not an offering mantra. Pranam mantra. So we should know all these things. When you are doing arti, then Nishingadev pranam mantra should not be done. At that time, what we should do? Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu arti. And after that, in the end, we can do pranam by that. No how. So everything exactly you should know, because Swamiji has made a
platform.
On platform, now we should know all these things